Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
In just a few weeks, we will have completed 365 days in the year 2018. And once again, as we wrap the year and welcome 2019, it is a tradition here on the Cigar Dave Show that we guide you in the world of champagnes and sparkling wines. And this year, because of the way the holidays are falling, Christmas and New Year's, we're going to do a combination year-end holiday show as well as a welcome to 2019 with Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. I have no idea where 2018 went, but it seems as though just days ago we were sitting here at the Davidoff Cigar Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa conducting 2018 tasting maneuvers, but now we get ready to ring in 2019er. Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. It is your global five-star general and Alpha male in chief. Front and center, we have moved Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City, and we have some special guests who traditionally join us each and every year. First up, we've got Sommelier Dave, our resident sommelier. Greetings, Dave.
General, long ashes at you. Thank you for hosting me again for around the 20th, 21st time to celebrate a new year. I'm looking excited, very excited for 2019. I think it's going to be a great year for me and for all of us.
We hope so. And it's amazing, Sommelier Dave. I remember during the millennium, the change going from 1999 to 2000, where there was a big hysteria. Will your lights work? Will your car start? Will your computers work? Will your TV turn on? And there was a big just hype throughout the entire year going into the new millennium. And I remember thinking, okay, it's midnight. Let's turn on the TV. Yep, TV worked. Lights worked. I went and started my, everything worked. I'm like, what's the big deal?
I don't know. I think life in general, people like to hype it and try to say things. You know, we could take that for almost every industry of life and just ignore it and just go on with yourself.
Everything went on just fine, and we rung in the new millennium in the same style we're going to do today with a great quantity of fabulous champagnes and sparkling wines. And also, we have two of our Puff Muffins. First up, we've got Princess Debbie, who is our master mixologist, who will be joining us. Greetings, Princess.
Thank you, General. Always a pleasure.
The pleasure is yours, as it should be.
Absolutely.
And we've got Honey Bear Kim, who joined us last year. You survived, Honey Bear Kim, and you couldn't wait to come back for another year of champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers.
I could not wait. When Princess called me, I was so excited. Thank you for having me.
And by the way, as we, I just want to say that as, you know, the year end is upon us, so too is the National Football League season. And I know, Honey Bear Kim, you're a big Detroit Lions fan. And about a week ago, my Buffalo Bills took care of the Detroit Lions in a come from behind victory from Josh Allen to a, in fact, is an undrafted receiver whose name escapes me. Sergeant Steve, what was it? Remember, Robert Foster, that's it, out of Alabama. Did you watch that game last week?
I watched it.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
It was good for you.
It was good for us, exactly. No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
They had a tough year.
Exactly. And we should say the reason we are razzing Honey Bear Kim is because you have a tie to the Detroit Lions that I'd like you to share.
Yes, I do. Last year you had him as a special guest.
Good.
Wayne Fonts is my father, and by the way, the winningest coach ever for the Detroit Lions. Very happy to say that.
That's right, and he had a great run.
Yes,
in fact, I watched this past weekend, they had a Football Life featuring Thurman Thomas, and they had Barry Sanders.
Yes.
That's right, and that was great, having Barry and Thurman on the same table.
Fabulous.
They both played in college together, and it was really a great back and forth. They were both fantastic players and great guys as well. All right, so we have, as always, our tradition here. We've got 20 different champagnes and sparkling wines that we will taste. We have got a total of 7 different champagne and sparkling wine cocktails that Princess Debbie, you have concocted for us.
I have.
You've got all the ingredients ready to go.
I do. We are ready to roll.
I should also introduce Tequila Jerry. Tequila Jerry, a noted tequila connoisseur. And also a cigar connoisseur. And Tequila Jerry, I understand you are providing bodyguard assistance for Honey Bear and for Princess, so we welcome you, too. And you got a cigar, too.
I do. And thank you for having us. Great to be here. And look forward to the maneuvers.
Absolutely. Now, as I said, because the way that Christmas and New Year's are falling this year, we are going to – this is kind of a combination holiday edition of the Cigar Dave Show and champagne and sparkling wine New Year's edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We're combining both. So as we enjoy the holiday season to all, I feel like I got ripped off because Hanukkah's over already. The Festival of Litation is done. It occurred early. And yet, those of you, if you listen for the first time, this will be Christmas will be coming up in a few days. And then if you're listening after Christmas, New Year's is coming up, Tuesday. So 3-4 days afterward. So we're kind of combining things. And I know, Princess Debbie, you always get in the festive holiday season. You don't have one tree. Normally you have two. I hear you actually have 4, and that there's a part of a sofa that you had to move that's always reserved for me, so you've created a special area for me to lounge after Christmas dining maneuvers.
Of course we did, General. There's always a special space for you.
As there should be. Now, okay, do you do real tree or faux tree? Not fake, faux.
We do a little bit of both. We do a little faux, we do a little real.
Well, which, a little bit of what? Which is, you have
two
one and
two.
One?
No, two and
two.
You do two
and two.
Mm-hmm.
Right, two and two? Honey Bear?
I always go faux. Sorry.
Go faux. Somalia Dave?
We're fake people.
Fake can be good in certain things.
Yes.
Sergeant Steve?
Fake.
Fake. Okay.
Much easier.
All right. Well, my Hanukkah bush is always
much
real.
Yeah,
it's cut from Jerusalem. They bring it and port it. So, in any event. So, hey. So, the good news is when it's done, you basically just put it back and... what do you do, Deb? Do you take it and get it mulched, the other tree, or do you plant it somewhere? And
we get it. We put it out to the curb and wait for someone to come
for
it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Fantastic. All right, so we've got a lot of holiday maneuvers that are going on. Now, let's talk about champagne and sparkling wine and Sommelier Dave, as we do each and every year. Before we get into talking about the specifics, about what is champagne, what are the types of champagne, the serving temperatures, let's go and give a list of all the champagne and sparkling wines we will be tasting today. We have a total of 20. We're outdoing ourselves. And by the way, this list is at CigarDave.com in PDF form, so you can take it to your wine store, your liquor store, and we've got some tasting notes that we will put on there. We will guide you, because most people, Sommelier Dave, they just don't know where to start.
Now, one thing you should do is look at your pocketbook, see the amount of money you want to spend. And they go to that section in the sparkling wine area and start looking at what is available at that price point and then work your way up the line.
All right. I am looking at my pocket. I have no book in my pocket. And I don't know why they call it a pocketbook, ladies, because there's doesn't fit in your pocket, and I know you two ladies do not have a purse that fits in your pocket any way, shape, or form. You could put a book. You could put about 10 encyclopedias in that, but I don't know why they call it a pocketbook. To me, it's,
we should Google
it's a purse.
That. We should Google that.
Yeah, and by the way, a man purse, not allowed on the Cigar Dave show. That is totally wussified beta and is unacceptable.
Agreed.
You know, Jerry, didn't you have a merce at one time?
No. Okay. Never.
Just checking. I heard Princess Debbie was maybe going to, as your gratuity for providing protective services, was going to actually give you a merce to, you know,
not
put your
in
weapon.
This lifetime.
Okay, good. Just checking. All right, Somalia Dave, let's go over the list that we have. We've got a very a much varied list of great champagne, sparkling wines, different flavors. So let's talk about the list.
You're going to start off with Italy, Martini and Rosti Asti, Copo Moscato di Asti. We're going into France, Charles de Frere Brut, Grandiel Brut Rosé. Over to Spain, we're going to do Rondel Brut. Then to California, your favorite state of the Union, we're going to do some Corbel Brut Extra Dry. Over to France for some Alaia Brut, Vollinger Brut, Delamonte Blanc de Blanc. Back to California, Corbel Natural. To France, Gosset Brut, Charles Boisset Cremant. Over to Italy for some nice Prosecco from Santa Marina. Back to California, we're doing Corbel Sweet Cuvée, Sweet Rosé, and their Brut Rosé. Back to France for Billcrest Simon Brut Rosé. Italy for one of your favorites that we brought in years ago, Rosa Regali, and then Princess, we end it with you with the Veuve Clicquot.
For the Widow Clicquot, Veuve Clicquot, Princess, that's your favorite. One of the finest champagnes available.
Very, very nice.
That's right, so we always end it with that.
Thank you, General.
My pleasure. And Banffy Rosa Regale,
yeah.
You were the one that
I
turned me on to
it.
That Sommelier Dave. I remember it's got to be, like we said, about 20 years ago.
Sure.
And you called it the Dame Panty Dropper.
Yeah, it was
because
a panty dropper.
Once the dames take it, that's it. That's why I tell all alphas, for your harem, you should always have several bottles ready to go. Now, in this hashtag MeToo movement, of course, where they're going crazy over the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside and Don't Leave. You could be put something in your drink, all that politically incorrect nonsense. We don't subscribe to that. I think that a true alpha should have the proper libations and the proper beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Banffa Rosa Regale with some dark chocolate.
Definitely.
A little bit of Ghirardelli dark chocolate.
I've got a box of them.
Lindt dark chocolate. Yeah. You can't go wrong. You give some to the dames, they will absolutely go crazy.
Yes, they will.
Hashtag, they will love it. Hashtag, screw me too. And by the way, if there are any feminists that would like to debate me, I keep begging. I'm looking for a feminist. The only requirement I have is if you come on the Cigar Dave show to debate me, I do ask that you shave your facial hair, your underarm hair, your leg hair, because I am properly groomed. In fact, I'm just feeling right now. Princess, go ahead, feel my, like a baby's ass.
Creamy, yeah.
Creamy. As Rocky would say, your face is creamy, it's smooth, it's buttery, it's nutty. All right, so when we come back, we will go into champagne and sparkling wine 101, everything you need to know about the origins of champagne, the various flavor profiles, sweetness, how to serve it, how to open it. A lot of people make a big mistake when it comes to opening your champagne and sparkling wine. You have come to the right place. It is Cigar Dave's Happy New Year and Holiday Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers, front and center.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Gurkha Ghost Gold. This new addition to the Ghost line features an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Criollo 98 binder, and fillers from the U.S., Dominican Republic, and Nicaragua. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
We make no apologies for living the good life, including cigars, libations, grilled meat, and on New Year's Eve, enjoying lots of bubbly with great friends. Happy New Year's champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers with the global alpha male, Cigar Dave.
Bubbly and bodacious babes, as always. Now, we have an answer to the question. Where did the term pocketbook come from? So, Honey Bear Kim, you have the answer.
I have the answer. The word origin and history for pocketbook. In 1610s, originally a small book meant to be carried in one's pocket. From pocket plus book, meaning a book-like leather folder for papers, bills, etc. There you have it.
Okay, but now the pocketbook has become a gigantic
right.
bin. Like a Louis Vuitton
right.
bin. Of,
Chanel,
and women are
Gucci,
like, I can't
Louis.
Find my keys. I know it's in here somewhere. And they're like, I can't find my keys. I can't find this. And they're digging it. I mean, literally there are crumbs from an old sandwich in there. There's perfume from like 1985. It's unbelievable. Do you ladies go through your pocketbooks, your purses on a regular basis?
Yes.
Okay, where's your purse,
you just,
princess?
I have my
princess
Gucci.
Has a
Let
fancy
me see.
Purse.
Let me see. Now, how big is it? Wait a minute, I want to see.
Not big.
Oh, that's small. No, normally you're supposed to have a big one that's got enough to last you, like, you know, for, like, living 6 months.
I have my dog in mine.
Oh, there you That would be a cat if yeah. you had a dog in there. That would be a cat. All right, so let's talk about champagne and sparkling wine. Sommelier Dave, champagne or sparkling wine. If it's champagne, it comes from the Champagne region of France. It is wine that undergoes a secondary fermentation of the wine in the bottle to create carbonation. And primarily, the grapes are Sommelier Dave?
For in Spain, or France, it'd be Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, Chardonnay. But there are four other grapes that can be used now that are planted there. Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, Arbane, Petit Messelet.
Now, the Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, those are dark grapes.
Correct. They're the two dark-skinned grapes. Juice will be white. Skins are dark. Chardonnay is white juice, white skin.
Now, why are you able from a dark-skinned grape? How come the champagne is still light?
Well, because what you're doing is you're taking just the juice itself.
Not the skin.
Correct. Usually in still wine, you would put the skins on the juice itself to get a little bit of that color, to get some of the tannins, the acidity, and all that.
Now, champagne became associated with royalty in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries. Leading manufacturers made efforts to associate their champagnes with nobility and royalty, but it became popular among the emerging middle class. The Romans, the first to plant vineyards in the area northeast of northeast France, the Champagne region, tentatively cultivated by the 5th century. And contrary to legend and popular belief, Dom Perignon did not invent sparkling wine, but he did make important contributions to the production and quality of both still and sparkling champagne wines. Older recorded sparkling wine is Blanquette de Limoux, which was invented by Benedictine monks in the Abbey of St. Hilaire in 1531. And over a century later, the English scientist and physician Christopher Marek documented the addition of sugar to a finished wine to create a secondary fermentation 6 years before Dom Perignon set foot in the Abbey of Hautevillers. So consequently, there's some English, there's some British, even though everybody thinks that
right.
it's French.
Right.
The Brits got involved. Mick the Brit will be very, very happy about that.
Yeah, when you look at it, the English have drank sparkling wine, have consumed a lot of French wine. So over in England, the weather doesn't preclude that they can grow grapes enough to where they can have a good quality production. So they would get all the juice from France and all that.
Now, let's when we talk about champagne, first thing you think of is bubbles. It's called the bubbly.
Right.
All right, and that's because of the carbonation that is in the champagne or sparkling wine bottle.
Correct. So there's various ways you can do that. Most that we consume is the method Champenoise, which is there's a induction of yeast into the bottle to create that secondary fermentation. You can also do a Charmant method, which is the secondary fermentation is done in a large tank. You can do the transfer method, the continuous method, or just carbonation being injected to a still wine.
And when you pour the champagne initially into a dry glass, the bubbles form on imperfections in the glass that facilitate, this is very scientific, so don't try this at home, nucleation. And so what happens is, those when you if you look under a microscope at the glass, you don't want a perfect finished glass.
No, you don't.
You actually want some roughness, which causes the bubbles
to explode and come up.
Nucleation.
Right.
Yeah. I learned that from the Cigar Dave R&D laboratory guys.
Nice.
Yeah, they wear the pocket protectors that create
Beautiful.
Our lightation devices.
Impressive.
Very impressive. All right, so let's talk about the, first of all, the sweetness, because that's the first thing that people say is, you know, dry, brut, sweet. They have no idea, and there's a lot of confusion. So let's look at the scale. Sweetness, the what I consider the driest, which is a term I use, is extra brut, which is less than 6 grams of sugar per liter.
Correct. And then you're going to go into the brut style.
So brut, so even though people say extra brut is not going to be the sweetest. It's the lowest.
Yeah, and there's very little of it actually made. And your most consumed style is the brut style. So that's what you're going to find in the store when you're looking to purchase.
Then we go to brut, which is less than 6 to 12 grams.
Correct.
Then a sweeter is the extra dry, and that's where people get confused because they say, wait a minute, extra dry, that's not going to be sweet. Extra dry is sweeter than brut.
Yeah, it was a play on words the French did to the English because they've had this relationship where, yeah, you want a drier style, we'll make it extra dry, but they made it actually sweeter.
All right, and then there are three sweeter varieties that you don't see often. Sec, which is between 17 and 32 grams of sugar per liter. Demi-sec, which is very sweet, 32 to 50. And Dou, which is at least 50. And that's super sweet on the scale.
Yeah, that would be for certain occasions where maybe with a dessert of some sort, you need something that much sugar.
So really, for most people, extra dry and brut. So let
Correct.
Me, to all of our alphas and some of the dames that are listening, let's get this straight. On the scale of sweetness to dryness, extra dry is the sweetest. Then you have brut, and extra brut is not the sweetest. So, and we'll post, we have all the information at CigarDave.com, because there's a lot of confusion. People say, oh, extra dry. No, no, I want something sweet. But it is sweet.
That's what they want.
Exactly. So we're going to guide you. It is Cigar Dave's New Year's 2019 Happy New Year Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers with Sommelier Dave, Honey Bear Kim, Princess Debbie, Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve. We continue from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City.
Follow along with the General for Happy New Year Champagne Celebratory Maneuvers. Download the tasting list now at CigarDave.com.
Every month, I strive to bring you the best cigars to feature in the Cigar Dave Officers Club. We have had incredible selections. Last month, selection over the top from the world of Davidoff. We have a great selection for December 2018 featuring the Gurkha Ghost Gold. The success and popularity of the original Gurkha Ghost led to the creation of the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Bolder flavor profile. If you prefer a richer, more medium to full-bodied cigar, you will love the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Criollo 97 wrapper, Dominican, Nicaraguan, and USA fillers. When we launched this cigar, the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo mid-August, every box that was available for sale sold out. You will love this cigar. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get great cigars such as the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month, gets you the latest and greatest in the world.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Sit back and relax as the General gives you the intel you need to ring in the new year properly. It's Cigar Dave's 2019 Happy New Year's Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers.
And joining me at the Davidoff Cigar Lounge in the cigar city of Tampa, where it moved the Ford Theater of Operations and Command Center Alpha, we've got our resident sommelier, Sommelier Dave, been our sommelier for 20 years. Honey Bear Kim, Princess Debbie, Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve. All right, as we give you all the information you need to buy and acquire fine champagne and sparkling wines, when you walk into a champagne or sparkling wine store or wine store, I want you to look like you have all the ammo and knowledge that you need. You will look like a pro. And for those of you that are procuring your harem, or you have a new dame, or even an existing harem of one, the wife, the girlfriend, You want to look like you know what you're doing. It's an alpha. It's imperative. Confidence. Have to have the knowledge. I'm going to give both of those to you. Sommelier Dave, let's talk about styles. We talked about sweetness. Styles of champagne in terms of there's cavas and cremants, blanc de blanc. Give us a little preview.
Well, what you have is you'll see a lot. Most of them are non-vintage, so there won't be a date on the actual bottle, and it'll be a blend from multiple years. They don't necessarily have all the juice from a particular year in that bottle. It could be from last year, the year before, or when it was really a good vintage. They'll save some of the wine to make champagne in a future date. You have Prestige Cuvée, which is the proprietary blend of the house, and it's what they're telling everybody their best champagne is. You have Blanc de Noir, Blanc de Blanc, Rosés, and you have those are your
and
different
Blanc
styles.
Blanc is
Cremant.
So Blanc de Noir is white
of
black.
Right. Of the Pinot Meunier, Pinot
Right. And Blanc de Blanc
Noir.
Is white of white.
Right. Chardonnay.
Gotcha. All right. Now let's talk about temperature, serving temperature for champagne. You don't want it warm. You definitely don't want it too cold.
Yeah, you definitely got to be careful because your hands, your body temperature's 98 degrees or whatever, and you're going to grab a bottle of sparkling wine champagne. Most optimum temperature should be somewhere around 45 to 52 degrees. So you got to be careful. Make sure you have a towel because your hands are going to be warm. If you open that bottle, that cork's going to shoot off, and it has a PSI of 90.
And we will get into the proper way of opening champagne and sparkling wine. So about 45 to 50 degrees.
Yeah, 45 to 52. Do not chill your glasses. If you chill your glasses, you can lose some of the sparkle.
Now, stemware, very important, because that's the reason we see a flute, a champagne flute, where basically your hand does not touch the bowl where the champagne or sparkling wine will be because of the warmer body temperature.
Correct. And then what happens is as the bubbles come up, you eat with your eyes. So if you see all these nice little tiny bubbles come up, you're starting to salivate, and you're going, wow, this is going to be great.
You just, you know, talk about tiny bubbles. I'm thinking about Don Ho.
There you go.
You know what? There's nothing like a visit to the Ho House, as I say, because Don is such a welcome host when you're at the Ho House, you just feel like you belong. It's a wonderful experience visiting. All right. Now let's talk about, we talked about the stemware, glass flute, crystal flute. Even if you get a plastic flute,
it should be long, extended.
Exactly. Don't put it in a little, you know, like solo paper cup. That's just not going to work. Or a plastic cup. A plastic cup's not going to work.
Never.
You're right.
Never. Get one of those phony plastic. Much, much better. Right, yeah. However, at Casa Princess, I can tell you that does not exist.
Never.
It's all fine champagne flutes. All champagne stemware, the best.
Some of the finest from your mom.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's right. A few years ago, she gave you some. I forgot about that. That is correct, yes. Now, let's talk about opening, Sommelier Dave. Very, very important. People think it's great. You want to see the cork fly across the room.
Never.
That's not what you want to do.
No.
You want a towel, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You put your towel onto the cork.
Well, you put your palm of your – I'm right-handed, so I'm going to twist the cage off with my right hand. I have my left palm on the actual cork so that it doesn't take off. And then I'm going to put my thumb on the cage, get the cage off of this bottle. Thank you very much.
Now, Sommelier Dave, you got the towel on there. Now, before we pop the cork, very important, you do not turn the cork. You hold the cork in your hand still. You twist the bottle.
The bottom,
and
right?
That's when you get the sound that you want, but without the cork flying all over the place.
Correct. And for the traditionalists of France, they don't like the big sound of pop.
Well, screw the French. They're all rioting, and Paris is in shambles. Yeah. We won the war for them. We don't care what the French think. We like the sound. We beat them. They'd be speaking Deutsch German right now if it weren't for us. And look at Mackie Macron right now. He's begging.
I'm sorry, I bring that up. They get excited.
Please, oh, France. I'm sorry I raised the taxes. Oui, oui. I will bring the taxes back. Give me another chance. I'm a wussified beta. Please. We don't care what the French think. All right. So before we do that, somebody, Dave, wait. We've got to talk about what it's going to be. It's Martini and Rossi Asti. Now, this is a go-to sparkling wine. This is from Italy. What would you consider this, an extra dry?
No, this is a suite. This would be an extra dry. Yeah.
Extra dry to sec, somewhere in that neck of the woods. You're talking about $8 to $10 a bottle. It is a go-to, keep a bottle around. It's going to be a little bit on the sweet side, but you can never go wrong. If you know nothing about champagne, you want something once a year, get a bottle of Martini and Rossi Asti. You can't go wrong. So, Sommelier Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready. I think I got it. Here we go.
Three,
two, one. There you go.
Happy New Year 2019. And let's open that up. Pour that. Oh, look at the bubbles coming on this.
This is the Moscato grape, and the town is Asti, over in Italy, in the Piemonte region
of
Italy.
Nice fruitiness on the nose. We'll say Happy New Year. Cheers to all. Take a sip. That's sweet, but that's good. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to have dessert or as an aperitif, this would be something to do. If you're having a meal where you're eating a lot of dry, you're drinking some dry wines, at the end of the night, you want to put a little bit of sweetness back on your palate. Just a glass of this would suffice.
Very, very pleasant. Can't go wrong. And as I hear Auld Lang Syne, it reminds me when I was a kid staying at my grandparents' Cigar Abe and Nanny Ida. They would always, on their Zenith Space Age television with remote control. Remember those big console TVs?
Yes,
they would always have Station 4, as my grandmother would say. You'll put Station 4 on, which was CBS, no cable back then, and they would watch Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians on CBS starting at 11:30, and you would see all the people from the Waldorf Astoria Ballroom, the ladies with the big bouffants, the honeydew bouffants, or whatever you call it, the cat-eye glasses.
Right.
And people that were like 30, 40, 50 looked like they were 100. They all looked old back then, I swear. And I remember, there was some celebrity they had, and I remember Googling him about a year ago. I'm like, I remember him on Guy Lombardo. God, the guy must have been like 70 when he was on. He was like 48. It's incredible how older people look back in the 60s and 70s. I don't know what it is, but I remember we'd always be watching my sister and I, then my parents would call a few minutes after midnight to wish us a Happy New Year, whatever party they were at. So quick memories, Sommelier Dave, of growing up with New Year's.
Well, similar to you with Guy Lombardo, we watched it all the time, and we could stay up till midnight. We would never be able to drink or toast with any beverage or anything, but then we'd go right to bed and nap. But it was always fun.
Well, Cigar Abe would always give me a little bit of Crown Royale.
Yeah.
He'd say, you'll have a little, Dave. You'll have a little Crown Royale. Just
and
a little
sip. Never did that for me.
Listen, it's good for you. You know, it's medicinal. It was finally.
Sure.
When I was five, he used to let me take one, two puffs of his cigar.
I got castor oil.
Castor oil? No. Cigar Abe would say, I'll give you a puff, but don't tell your daddy.
Nice.
Great times. All right, go ahead, Honey Bear.
Stay home. My dad would make steaks and on the grill and smoke a great cigar like yourself. And me and my brothers would, go steal the liquor somewhere and go do a quick sip of something. But always had Dick Clark on.
Oh, that's right, Dick Clark
always
afterwards.
Always had Dick Clark and always a great meal.
Yes, Dick Clark. I'll never forget Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. And Dick Clark was about 178 when he finally retired. It was time. Dick, it's time. It was time. And Princess Debbie up in upstate New York.
Oh,
Utica?
God. Yeah, the snow up to the windows. Oh, it was so fun. But we toasted. The whole family toasted. We had ginger ale. Parents had champagne. And Lawrence Welk, Guy Lombardo. We watched everything. It was great.
There you go. Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians.
Yeah.
All right, Tequila Jerry, you grew up in the Cigar City. No snow for you.
No, well, we had lots of fun. All the family would come over, and we were drinking and partying. And same thing, Dick Clark. That was our go-to. And I didn't get to do a shot of tequila at the end of that, but they did turn me on to 7 and 7.
7 and 7, there you go.
Nice.
7 Seagram's, 7 and 7 Up from Canada. There you go. Where all the great bootleggers used to cross from Canada to Buffalo and Detroit.
Hey.
Back in the Prohibition era. So, very good. All right, so we have got number one of our 20 champagnes and sparkling wines. When we come back, we'll conduct the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. What's the next sparkling wine, just as a preview, that we'll be enjoying, Sommelier Dave?
We're going to do Copo Moscato di Asti.
So we're
going to
stay in Italy.
Yep.
You can never go wrong with Italy. Italian food, sparkling wine, you can never go wrong. And, Princess, what's the first champagne sparkling wine libation we'll be enjoying?
General, of course, it's our five-star salute.
The five-star salute. I got to make the five-star royal salute. I like that. The National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony during this special holiday and Happy New Year edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change. On Monday, listen to the best of as Ken Murray, Linda, and I make predictions for 2019. Stillwater selling. What's going to happen with Trump? What's happening in the world? Education changes. This and much more right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Well, we've got a very special cigar that we will enjoy. It is the Davidoff Exclusive Tampa Edition that was launched actually at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest at The Rock, at the Hard Rock Casino in the Cigar City of Tampa on November 21st of 2015, exclusively available at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City and the Corona stores in Orlando. Let me tell you about this blend. Uses a Connecticut Ecuadorian Rojiza wrapper. The binder is from the Dominican Republic, and so is the filler. It is a mild, creamy, very smooth cigar on the palate. It comes in one size only, a Bellicoso. Pointed tip, 6 inches in length with a 52 ring gauge, 52/64 of an inch in diameter at the foot of the cigar. And as I said, made its exclusive debut back at the 2015 Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest at The Rock, Hard Rock Casino. $20 per cigar, comes in boxes of 10. It's a beautiful cigar, only available, as I said, in, four stores. And I believe you can go at coronacigars.com and get that as well. But that's what everybody will enjoy today. It goes perfectly with the champagne and sparkling wines we will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
You can hear my self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go on this fantastic-looking Bellicoso.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, this is an absolute gigundous blowtorch. In fact, they call this, from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, this is the Cigar Dave Welder's Arc, because when you look at it, it looks like a welding blowtorch. This thing is absolutely humongous, and they actually made this out of a special alloy containing titanium, various lead. When you feel this thing, don't take this to an airport. It will be confiscated without any question. So that's what I will enjoy today, the Cigar Day Prototype Welder's Arc.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut as always. I will gently toast the foot of this cigar. Let me scale down the welder's torch just a little bit. There we go. Much better. Actually, there's some construction outside, and I could probably climb on some of those steel beams and weld these things together. So let me toast the foot of this beautiful Davidoff Tampa 2015 magnificent-looking cigar. Gently toast the foot of this stick. All right, I'll now puff and rotate. Great flavor. Oh, yeah, nice. Very pleasant. Fantastic. My cigar is properly lit. This is going to go beautifully with the 19 remaining champagnes and sparkling wines that we still have to get to. So without any further delay.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Sommelier Dave, next sparkling wine on the list from Italy comes to us.
Copo Moscato d'Asti.
Copo Moscato d'Asti, similar style to the Martini and Rossi Asti. Moscato grapes, going to be sweet when you are ready. Wait a minute.
It has a twist off.
What? What? There I feel like go. I am ripped off.
Nope. Look at the bubbles.
But it doesn't have this. I'm sorry. The twist doesn't have the same like the cork.
This is for someone that doesn't have the ability to pop it.
No.
They can.
So this is made for liberal Democrats.
Yes.
And betas.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So they can't figure it out. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Excellent. So
you're going to get a nice draw yellow color.
Yeah.
Floral notes of peach pear overtones. And it's going to be a fresh taste, and it goes very well with cake, cookies, and biscotti.
Wow, is that ever sweet.
That's sweet.
Holy
yeah.
Mackerel.
That's sweet.
Holy domino sugar, as Batman Robin would say. All right, what'd you think, Princess?
Oh, it is sweet, but, it would be great after dinner as a dessert wine.
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely.
It's great for that.
What'd you
very
think?
Nice.
Yeah, a little sweet for
Honey
me,
Bear.
But I agree. If I had a sweet tooth and I didn't have dessert, I would drink this.
Yeah, the only thing that's getting me again is that twist-off cap. I'm not getting the
yeah.
full
well, that's for the
experience.
People that can't go through what I'm going through.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Gotcha. All right. So we've got now the second one. Very, very nice. Suggested retail on that.
You're looking at around $18.
Very, very nice. I'll tell you what. The Martini and Rossi Asti, the Copo Moscato di Asti. If you like sweet after dinner, you don't know what to get, you can't go wrong with an Asti. Italian, I'll tell you, you should always have a bottle or two of these in your home year-round. It's very, very pleasant. I'll tell you what. We'll go with a very nice Connecticut Shade wrapped cigar. Very nice. Next up, Sommelier Dave, we're going to France.
We're going to France. This is going to be a blend of Uni Blanc.
Hold on a second. One second. Let me grab that towel, that white towel. Hold on a second. Give me the towel. Before you do anything, just hang on to that. I want to make the French feel right at home. I'm waving the surrender towel, the white surrender towel, just like Macron is. I surrender towards the yellow coats and the protesters. I surrender. America, take us. We don't want you, France. We don't want it. It's over.
I knew there was meaning to that.
You knew I was going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Could not resist. All right, Sommelier Dave, in 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
That was a 10-star all the way. That's a 10 on a 10-star scale of champagne poppiness. Now, the Charles de Fer Brut Blanc de Blanc.
So very
white
nice.
From white. Tell me about this.
It's Uni Blanc, Dorel, and Gargania. It's going to be fresh white fruit bouquet, probably pear and apple, with a clean finish on the backside.
Getting a little yeasty notes on the nose. Yep. All right. We'll say cheers to that.
This is something that's very affordable, around $12.
Coming off those big sweetness, it's a little bit flat to me. Mm-hmm. But what'd you think,
Honey
Bear?
Little flat, but mild.
Mild,
so
yeah,
I enjoy
exactly.
the mildness. Yes, yeah, just a little flat. Yeah.
You're going to have a couple
good
of tastes.
For mimosas. Yeah,
right.
You know, use that with mimosas.
Right,
that
for $12,
yeah.
That's a great mixing for libations, champagne and sparkling wine libations. Speaking of which, Princess Debbie, what will we already previewed what the first
Debbie's
cocktail will be.
So, try it with both.
All right, so what do we have first up?
We are going to have our 5-star salute.
We're going to call it the 5-star royal salute.
5-star royal salute.
Yes, we're going to add a little bit more regalness to it this year. The 5-star royal salute, and it's very, very simple. It contains champagne. And, Princess?
It contains Crown Royal. And so we will put the champagne in the glass, top it off with a little Crown Royal. And, of course, like Abe said, we're going to stir it with our middle finger.
That's right. Cigar Abe, my grandpa, and he never measured anything. I remember he'd take a shot glass, he'd just pour it in, he'd go, stir it with his finger. He goes, yeah, a little bit more. Keep going. Put a little more in there. There you go. And I'll never forget, he'd go out, and he'd bring back a drink. He'd have his Crown Royal on the rocks, and they'd say, how is it? He'd go, send us back and put more Crown Royal. So we'll say cheers. The memory of my grandfather's Cigar
cheers.
Abe. And
cheers.
Annie, I did Cigar Abe. He was the one I first was exposed to cigars. He's in the wallpaper and paint business. He would have his 6 cigars, gold labels, made in Tampa, lined up in his shirt pocket every morning. And he would smoke those. I remember being in the truck with him. He'd give me the band. He'd give me the boxes. Loved being around him. I was the only grandkid to pick up cigars. That's why I was always the favorite. Mm-hmm. Loved cigars. Loved being around him. People always say, what's your favorite cigar? And I say, it's not what my favorite cigar is. It's who you're smoking it with. And there's one person I wish I would have smoked a cigar with today, and that is my grandfather, Cigar Abe. So I will say cheers to Cigar
cheers.
Abe. Exactly.
Cheers
as I
Abe.
Takes my royal salute. There we go. All right, let's take a sip of this. You know what? It's nice. It's got the champagne with just a touch of Crown Royal. Cigar Abe, my grandfather, would love this. He'd say, pour some more Crown in there for me. And he'd have a cigar in his left hand. All right, hour number one of our special holiday and Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We have much more coming your way in hour two. With Sommelier Dave, Honey Bear Kim, Princess Debbie, Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve, and yours truly, your alpha male in chief, the General Cigar Dave.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama,
dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. You get me every time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The suspect in a cop killing Wednesday arrested yesterday some 300 miles from the crime scene. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen says the suspect was in the U.S. illegally.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant. He was found at a residence in the Bakersfield, Kern County area.
Christensen blamed California's sanctuary law for preventing local authorities from reporting the man to federal immigration officials. Meanwhile, the community of Newman held a vigil last night for Corporal Reneal Zing. Newman County City Councilman Casey Graham, who's a police officer as well as a neighboring in a neighboring police department as well as a city councilman, says Zing was a good friend and a great policeman.
He's an unbelievable person, always happy, always smiling, always joyful, joking around, doing a job he absolutely loved, and serving our community.
President Trump is touting big progress in talks between the U.S. and China to head off further escalation in a year-long trade war.
Here's some news that may calm some nerves on Wall Street. President Trump says via Twitter that he had a long and very good call with the president of China regarding trade. Trump tweets, "Deal is moving along very well, if made. It will be very comprehensive, covering all subjects, areas, and points of dispute. The U.S. wants China to address intellectual property theft and other aggressive measures that have driven Beijing's efforts to topple U.S. technological dominance." Shelley Antler, Washington.
A man forced open a locked gate on the perimeter of the Hanover Airport in northern Germany today drove a car onto the airfield and parked underneath an airliner before being detained. No one was hurt, but flights had to be suspended for more than 4 hours. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug-In and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
The two-year-old son of a Yemeni woman who sued the Trump administration to let her into the country to be with the ailing boy has died. That's according to the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
Abdullah Hassan died in a hospital in Oakland where his father, Ali Hassan, brought him to get treatment for a genetic brain disorder. Hassan is a U.S. citizen. Hassan and his wife, Shaima Sweely, moved to Egypt after marrying in war-torn Yemen in 2016. Sweely is not an American citizen and remained in Egypt while fighting for a visa. When the boy's health worsened, Hassan went ahead to California in October to get him help. Sweely held her son for the first time in the hospital on December the 19th, after a hospital social worker reached out to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which sued on December the 16th. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A fiery car crash in Lower Manhattan near the World Trade Center this morning had left one person dead, three others injured.
All that's left of one of the vehicles doesn't even look like a car anymore. It's just a burnt-out, crumpled piece of metal. Police say it all started when a 37-year-old man driving an Audi on the West Side Highway lost control and struck a Honda, which flipped over and caught fire. The female driver inside that car was killed. Then the Audi hit two more vehicles, sending those inside to the hospital before hitting two parked cars. The Audi driver tried to flee with his dog, a Rottweiler. Police arrested him, and the dog was sent to animal care. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities say five correctional officers had to be treated for possible smoke inhalation this week after a teenage prisoner lit a fire in her cell at the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women. The incident happened on December the 23rd. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As I thoroughly enjoy every puff of my Davidoff Tampa 2015 with a beautiful Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, and surrounded by magnificent champagnes and sparkling wines, a total of 23 down, 17 more to taste. And two lovely honorary haremets. We've got Princess Debbie and Honey Bear Kim. We've got Sommelier Dave. You're not a member, honorary member of my harem, Sommelier Dave. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying.
There's a lot wrong with that.
And we've got Tequila Jerry as well, Sergeant Steve. We have our combination year-end. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers underway. We celebrate the end of 2018, one of my favorite parts of the year, holidays, festivities, and we get ready to ring out the old and ring in the new. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. As always, don't forget, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Love, I'd say my social media of choice is Twitter, especially during Sundays when my Bills are playing or my Syracuse Orange or even the Buffalo Sabres and Tampa Bay Lightning. But make sure you follow us over on Twitter at Cigar Dave Show and all these social media outlets. We have got this hour 17 more champagnes and sparkling wines to taste. We've got, a total of six more champagne and sparkling wine cocktails that Princess Debbie is mixing for us, master mixologist, and just general good cheer and happy times, and that's what it is all about. Sommelier Dave, we welcome you back, and as we celebrate the holidays, let's talk before we get back to champagne and sparkling wine. How do you spend the holidays, Christmas and New Year's? Give us a little run through.
Well, I am blessed to have three children, two grandchildren, but I'm also blessed to have a 93-year-old mother. So we're going to get together at my sister's house with family, siblings, and have Christmas with my mother.
Sommelier Mama.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a good time.
And you're staying right around here in the Cigar City area.
Yeah, in St. Pete. My sister lives in St. Pete.
Fantastic. All right, Honey Bear, what are you doing? I may see you actually. Oh, no, you're going out of town.
I am. So each year we flip it because my husband's family's from Michigan, that beautiful state of Michigan. And so we will be there this year, and I'm very blessed to be celebrating Christmas with my husband's grandfather, who just celebrated 100-year birthday this year.
Mazel tov to him.
Fantastic.
He's doing fabulous.
Outstanding.
So, yeah.
Up in Michigan.
Up in Michigan.
Beautiful.
Let it snow.
Okay, I remember growing up in Buffalo, going to Syracuse, Princess Debbie, you'll remember this, from November to March, gray, overcast, dreary, gets dark at like 4:40 in the afternoon, snow, and it's great for the first day, and then it sits there for 3 months, and it's black, and
black.
It's slushy. And then every morning you get another inch or so of snow, and you got a little hole through the front windshield to try to see through. I don't miss that.
No.
So you're just going up for what, about a week?
5 days, and we're out.
5 days. Get in. The good
if
thing
you
is,
can get out.
Yeah.
If you can get out. But look outside. See this? This is what it's going to be like here.
We get spoiled.
Beautiful.
You know, beautiful weather here in the Cigar City with sun and palm trees, even though it's, on the chillier side. But it's nice. It feels good. Princess Debbie, I know what you'll be doing.
You do.
Christmas and New Year's.
Yes, I'll be with my family. Christmas Eve, the warden has that, my sister.
The warden, yes. Warden Lisa. Yes, yes.
Christmas Day, of course, you'll be joining us in all your rapture. We have your space reserved.
Well, exactly. My space on the couch after dinner for me to take a little siesta, a little snooze. Sure. It's very important.
General snooze.
And remember, last time when I was over there, what was the last holiday I was there for? Easter. A couple of people sat on my designated area. Jerry will tell you, I was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was very perturbed.
Well,
but I was polite about it. But, yeah, there should be a reserve sign on there. Reserve
the harem
for the general.
Will not allow that this year.
Exactly.
We will
and Tequila Jerry, I understand that you will be you're bartending and serving and valet parking for Debbie's party.
Yes,
I'm
hanging with Princess Debbie all day and all night.
Sergeant Steve, what will you be up to?
We stay home for Christmas with my two young sons, and then New Year's, my sister, her husband, daughters, and my mom's coming in.
Fantastic. And, of course, I'm lamenting the fact that Hanukkah's over. We got screwed because it was too early this year. But we did have lots of good times and great food, great potato latkes, potato pancakes, and great festivities as always. So wherever you are celebrating, we wish you a very happy holiday season and a happy New Year. Now, Sommelier Dave. We have tasted three champagnes and sparkling wines. We started from Italy, the Martini and Rossi Asti and the Capo Moscato d'Asti, both $10, $18, very sweet. Then we went to the Charles Defer Brut Blanc de Blanc, white of whites, more of a, I didn't say blah, but just neutral, if you will.
Well, it's hard to go to that after we
drank. It is very sweet.
The Asti.
$12, but a great mixing champagne
for...
If you're going to make any sort of concoctions,
correct.
If you're a mixologist, great to use that champagne for any cocktails, mimosas, whatever the case may be. Now we're going to enjoy the Grandial Brut Rosé. Tell me about this.
Well, we're going to stay in France. The grape varietal is Bobal, B-O-B-A-L. It's going to have a very attractive salmon rose color, and it's going to be dominated by notes of red berries.
All right. We'll do the honors in three, and let's have Guy Lombardo on standby, please. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, 2019, 2019. And we always say this every year. Where has the year gone? It is amazing. We always talk about this, that we're sitting here, and it just seems like we were doing this just a short time ago. Yeah, it's really incredible.
Exactly.
That's a very light rosé color to it.
Yeah,
very
nice
light.
Salmon rosé. It's going to be fresh and fruity. You're going to get some red berries, cherries, strawberries. Very fine and elegant bubbles coming to this.
I got to do that one more time. That's better. We say cheers and Happy New Year to all. Expansive, effervescent, nice notes of fruit.
Yeah.
Not overly sweet.
No.
But very balanced.
Yeah.
Very pleasant.
Yeah.
Fresh.
I like it. Yeah, fresh. 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 Crisp.
Clean.
Yeah. Very nice. This would be fantastic as an aperitif.
Yes.
Great.
After a meal, between, let's say, a steak dinner and dessert. This would be wonderful to open up, just pass around, cleanse the palate. Very smooth. This is very nice. Suggested retail.
$12, $13, wow. Maybe
$11. Whoa.
Somewhere in that.
Wow, that's incredible. That's a great value. So I'm going to put a five-star value on this one. This, I give this the five-star value because, again, very fruity, very fresh, very clean, very neat, very pleasant. I would say this is definitely one for $12, $13, keep a couple of bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Readily available, somebody,
sure.
Dave?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
All right.
Nationally.
Now we're going to go to the Ron del Brut Cava. Now, Cava is from Spain.
Right.
All right. So very similar. A sparkling wine, but tell me about the Cava grapes, Amadi, Dave. More of a sweeter.
Well, Cava is, that's the style, sparkling.
Sparkling. Oh, Cava's sparkling. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not the grape necessarily.
Right. I did write a note on this. It's not Tempranillo.
But it's recently, you're talking about $9.
Yeah.
This is going to be more fruity than dry. So, Amadi, Dave, why don't we open that bad boy up, the Ron del Brut Cava from Espanol, in 3, 2, 1.
Happy New,
Happy
Year.
New Year, and Princess Debbie has just put on her cat-eye glasses and came back with a bouffant. By the way, that's about 3 feet. I'm not sure if that would clear the doorway as you leave. You know, I think there's, what, about a six-foot, six-and-a-half, seven-foot clearance, and I think you may just hit that coming down. All right, so this, looking at this, has a straw color. And it's interesting. It's got a very fresh nose to it. I wouldn't say it's overly sweet. We'll say... Cheers. Take a sip. This is the Ron del Brut Cava. It's nice.
Not very nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Smooth.
Smooth. Mm-hmm. Not overly sweet.
Yep.
Just light notes of sweetness. And you're talking $9.
Mm-hmm. $9.
So for $9, we're giving you great values. Now, we're going to have some more pricey champagne and sparkling wines. But just like cigars, you don't have to spend $20, $30 to get a great cigar. You don't have to spend $100, $200. People that know nothing about champagnes or sparkling wines say, oh, I'll have the Dom pairing. Yeah, give me the Cristal or the Dom, because they think they're big shots. There are many champagnes and sparkling wines out there that are just as tasty, as flavorful, as balanced in the $10, $15, $20 category.
If people like Fréjeuner, this wine is produced in that region.
Which is a sweeter wine.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is a drier style in that region. So it's very similar and it's very affordable.
Yeah, very nice. Again, $9. You can't go wrong with this Cava. And a lot of people get confused because they see Cava and they say, oh, that's not a sparkling wine style.
Right.
But it is.
But it is. It means, you know.
And Prosecco, like, same thing. You go to restaurants. Right. And now, Sonny, Dave, before, restaurants would never carry splits. The smaller bottles of sparkling wine champagne, but they do now.
Sure.
They do. Most restaurants you'll see will carry usually a champagne, a sparkling wine, a Prosecco, or a Cava. They'll usually have two or three selections. Most every restaurant today will do that. I know Cigar Mother and Cigar Sister Lynn, they love ordering that when they're out and about year-round. It's not just for New Year's. And Samadhi, Dave, what is it, 70% of all champagne and sparkling wine sold around New Year's, Christmas to New Year's?
Yeah. The only other time it would be sold is in the summer months where you have weddings or graduations.
Right.
But it's going to be sold right now. That's why you'll see so many displays on the stores of your various liquor stores or grocery stores.
But this is, you know, ladies, I know, Princess Debbie, you love champagne.
I do.
Year-round, just like Cigar Mother Piera. And there is a misnomer that people said, oh, no, it's only for 2 weeks out of the year around New Year's. But it's not. It's really a pleasant just to serve year-round, or as people are coming to your house, even in the summer, nice and chilled. It's cold. It's refreshing, fruity.
Right.
Very nice.
It's bubbly. It makes everybody a little
happy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, if you look at it with all the different styles of champagne, whether it's a rosé, you can have with steak. You know, you have a Blanc de Blanc or a Brut or an extra dry. You can have it with different cuisines, so you could drink it every night.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you one thing that I love champagne and sparkling wine with this time of year, stone crabs.
Nice.
Florida stone crabs.
Here we go.
The best.
Yeah.
The best. And so far the season's been pretty good. By the way, if you've never had stone crabs, very different than lobster, very different than regular crab. It's very sweet. It is just succulent, very tasty. And what's interesting about stone crabs is they only pluck one claw. There's a certain size,
right.
and they regrow the cloth.
Right.
So it's not as if you're killing the stone crab.
Right.
And that's why there's a strict season between October 15th and May 15th. Gives the summer to regrow the claw. Mm-hmm. They pick the claw off. Claw grows back, and they're ready to go for the next
delicious
year. Can't go wrong.
No,
love stones.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Next up, Sommelier Dave, let's talk about Korbel. We're going to go to the People's Republic of California.
Yes, we are. Korbel's been around since 1882. They make wonderful wines in the Russia River area of Sonoma County. They do have a ton of different styles also, whether it's the Brut, the Extra Dry, the Natural, the Chardonnay, the Sweet Cuvée, the Sweet Rosé. They've got something for everybody's palate.
And when you think about Korbel, it's a very well-known name.
Yes.
Been around a long time. That their house of champagne, sparkling, really sparkling wines, because from California.
Right.
Very vast. They have a huge selection.
Yes, they do. And they do a very good job. When Andy Heck took over the operations at Korbel, he made sure that his winemakers were at the top of the food chain of winemakers. You pay a little bit more, you get a better quality winemaker. And they really went after quality. That's why they're so popular.
And there is a tie to Brown-Forman, the parent company of
yes.
Jack Daniel's and
correct.
Woodford Reserve.
Yes, they distribute it for the Korbel family. So there's a lot of quality involved there.
No question about it. So let's pop open the Korbel Brut. And again, as we have learned, that Brut is between 6 and 12 grams of sugar. Again, on the scale of sweetness, the lowest sweetness, the most unsweet is Extra Brut, then you go to Brut, and then Extra Dry. So don't be fooled. Extra Dry is going to be sweeter than Brut. Brut's going to be sweeter than Extra Brut. So, Sommelier Dave, we got the Brut coming up in 3, 2, 1. Happy, oh,
happy
big
New
one.
Year.
Happy
fabulous.
New Year. That was fantastic, thanks, Sommelier Dave.
Thanks.
Outstanding.
Okay.
As we get ready to
Dave
pour.
First.
Thank you very much. Now, on the nose.
Yeah, you're going to get a really nice,
almost a little
light,
straw. Yeah, light,
light citrus,
very
vanilla,
very light,
spice.
Very light,
yes.
Very light. Let's say, cheers and Happy New Year as I take a sip of the Korbel Brut.
Happy New Year. A little bit of dry fruit.
This is nice.
Yeah, delicious.
Little, you know
delicious.
What? Has just the right amount of sweetness.
Perfect.
A right amount of balance. Honey bear.
I
you
love,
just said perfect.
Listen, I love Korbel. And just going back to what you were saying about champagne just for the holidays, Princess Debbie, you will never go to her house without a case. And I know that when I'm out, I walk across the street. But champagne is for celebrating. And we celebrate every day.
And I noticed last year when you were walking across the street back to your house, in your pockets, you had these big bulges that looked like champagne bottles. And you kept going back like three,
yeah.
four times. You're supposed to steal the sweet and lower the equal, not the champagne. Now, Sommelier yeah. Dave suggested retail for the Korbel Brut.
You know, it fluctuates this time of year. They'll run discounts and that. You can get it at the high end around $13, low end around
$11. All right, 11 to 13 bucks, Princess yeah. Debbie. What do you think? I say Magnifico, five-star selection.
It definitely is. And remember, there's Rosé. There, Korbel has so many different varieties.
And we're going to get to a few others.
Say, yeah, yeah, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's
it really
affordable.
Is.
It's great. It's like a five-star champagne.
For 13, 12 to, 11
exactly.
to $13?
Yeah, everyday pricing.
Exactly.
Can't
again,
go
wrong.
People that know nothing, that come to your house,
mm-hmm.
you could pour this and they say, oh, it's great. $100 a bottle. They believe you
yep.
because it's that good. So don't be confused by price and quality. This is excellent. Again, this is magnificent five-star selection, the Korbel Brut. Now we're going to go from the Brut, which is between 6 and 12 grams of sugar per liter, to the Extra Dry, which is 12 to 17 grams. So this should be a little bit sweeter. So without
yes.
any further delay, Sommelier Dave in 3, 2, 1. Beautiful.
There you go. Happy New Year.
Isn't it amazing? The American-made sparkling wine, the corks fly off beautifully. Whereas yeah. in France,
well, they
so
dry
much.
Out in the transport from France to the United States. Heat is not good for cork.
Now, this I'm getting a lot of notes, some pear.
Yeah.
Definitely some
it's
lemon.
It's still going to be delightfully bright citrus, vanilla spice, lighter.
Say cheers. We'll take a sip. The Korbel Extra Dry.
If you like cheese, this would go great with cheeses. Dried fruits, some
you know
pate.
What? It's sweeter than the Brut, mm-hmm. but not much.
Not much.
Not much. Both of these are excellent. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I'm saying magnificent as well.
Really
five-star selection. Both of these are great. Suggested retail.
The same, $11 to $13.
All right, so if you want something that's a tad bit sweeter, you could go with a Korbel Extra Dry, but it's not so much sweeter where you say to yourself,
correct,
wow, what a huge difference.
Right.
If they didn't have the brew,
not like the
and you said, okay, well, I still want something that style, the Korbel Extra Dry. So if you know nothing, alphas, nothing ladies that are listening, nothing lieutenants, Korbel Brute or Korbel Extra Dry, $11 to $13, you cannot go wrong. It's going to go with great food. It's going to go with great desserts. It's going to go with anything you serve. You cannot go wrong. Wonderful way to ring in 2019. Now, Sommelier Dave, Ayala Brut.
Yes, we're going back to your favorite
Italy.
European. No.
Spain. We're going to Spain?
No, we're going to France.
Sorry. Oh, we're going to France.
You want this white towel back again?
Give me the towel back.
There
so
we
I want to get everybody back in the mood. Wave, you know, towel. If General Patton were here, you know what? He'd say, screw those damn French. I saved their asses. And De Gaulle was unappreciative. Screw that bastard. It's true. That is 100% true. They made General Patton sit back, walking into Paris, marching into Paris so that De Gaulle could claim all the credit. Meanwhile,
yeah.
De Gaulle couldn't find his way out of a piss-soaked paper bag.
Yeah.
That is 100% true. I'm going to give you the French surrender white towel back.
Thank you very much.
Make you feel yourself right at home.
I'm sure you don't want to wave it again.
Yeah, let me wave
it
one more time.
Yeah, you can wave it again.
One more.
I wish President Macron would hear. I'd go, take a look at this. Uh-huh, you want to do your own European army? Surrender, you bastard. Here you go.
So what we have here is a collaboration of all three varieties, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, Chardonnay. So you're going to get the acidity from the Chardonnay, the body from the Pinot Meunier, and then the length out of the Pinot Noir.
So, again, Brut, between 6 and 12 grams of sugar. So this will be an interesting comparison to the Korbel Brut.
Correct.
All right, go for it. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Notice the French, that particular champagne did not have the same pop factor as the Korbels. Just saying. Again, very light. This is almost
straw
white.
Color.
Yeah, straw white. Now, I'm getting some brightness and some...
This is going to be a drier
a little
style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll say cheers to that.
For people that like Dom Pérignon, this could be almost a poor man's Dom, because Dom is known for its yeasty biscuit flavor.
Not as much fruity notes,
sweet
notes as the Korbel Brut.
Dry.
But it's a drier, but it's same. It's between 6 and 12 grams of sugar per liter.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Princess?
It has a distinct taste, I think.
Yep.
And I think it's very nice. It has. I think alone with dinner, it would be fine. You know, I don't think you can mix
nice.
It with anything. It's just very nice.
I say it's pleasant, nice. What do you think,
mm-hmm.
Honey?
I like it. It reminded me of the first Korbel that we had.
Yes.
Very similar.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The first Korbel was maybe just a tad bit. Sweeter, but not much.
Just a little bit.
But I would say this is very pleasant.
Very nice.
This is, again, what's the suggested retail?
$45.
Ah, now interesting. So let's here's an interesting comparison.
So this
we've
is
got
going
the
after
Ayala.
That Vukilico
right.
crowd.
Now, we've got the Ayala
Princess.
Brut, $45, and the Korbel Brut, which is 11 to 13. Do you think there is a 30-some-odd dollar difference in quality? I don't.
I do not.
And, in fact, I would say to somebody, this is good. I like it.
Yep.
But compared to the value of a Korbel Brut, I would take the Korbel Brut every day of the
year.
Every
time.
I would, too.
Yep.
Every time.
So interesting how we compare and contrast both of those items. All right. So we have got 8 champagnes and sparkling wines done. We've got a dozen to go. When we come back, Princess Debbie will be mixology concocting 6 more different champagne and sparkling wine cocktails. It is our Cigar Dave year-end. Happy holiday and Happy New Year champagne sparkling wine tasting maneuver edition show. We hope you enjoy it. Go to CigarDave.com. We have a PDF that you can download. All the info about the champagne sparkling wines, recipes for our cocktails that are available. We're going to help you ring in 2019 the educated and right way.
You're enjoying listening to Happy New Year Champagne Celebratory Maneuvers. There's no need to take notes. You can download the entire champagne list at CigarDave.com to ring the new year in properly.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
Winter is coming! At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Payush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Payush Danuka.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Been hoping that you drop me off.
Ah, the great Dino Martin. We're not politically correct. We love this song, Baby It's Cold Outside, as we celebrate Happy Holiday and Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers with Sommelier Day, Princess Debbie, Honey Bear Kim, Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve, and yours truly, your global five-star general alpha male in chief. And ladies, I don't want you to violate me by putting anything in my drink, like the song says, something that may cause me to do something that I will regret, that I will not respect myself for in the morning.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Put whatever you want in there. You've got to love these people, these program directors at radio stations that actually succumbed to the political correctness. There was not many of them, but there are a few with really that will go in the wussified beta male hall of fame for even thinking that the hashtag MeToo movement would prevent them and preclude them from playing that incredible classic song. We will have none of it here on the Cigar Dave Show. All right, Princess, for our next champagne-related cocktail, you have mixed a very unique concoction for the Shamgria. What is a Shamgria?
It's like a sparkling sangria champagne cocktail.
You know, I like sangria done with white wine.
Right.
Or with champagne. I like that. You can do red sangria, but white is, in the summer, very cool, fruity, and refreshing.
It's very popular now. Everybody offers it.
I get it at the Columbia restaurant. Mm-hmm. They'll do it. Wow. You got to request it. But they will absolutely, they won't do it by the glass, but they'll do it. And I say, okay, great. It's only a couple of us, but here's the deal. When we're done, you're going
to
put that in the pitcher, and I'm going
to
take it home.
For
me, they do, because you know Richard Gonsbart, the owner, very well. They'll do that for me, but everybody else, you're out of luck. However, let's talk about what's in this Shamgria.
Okay, so it's fruit, and so you can use any kind of fruit that you want. We have strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, very exotic, succulent fruit.
Ooh, exotic.
So we have put that in, but you can use any fruit you want, oranges, lemons, limes, and then we are going to add just the champagne over it. So it is a Shamgria, but you can put any kind of fruit, champagne, enjoy it.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. The next champagne that we're going to taste is Bollinger Brut, Sommelier Dave?
Yes, it is.
And that from France?
Yes, it is. Bollinger.
Oh, Bollinger Brut. Okay, so Bollinger.
Bollinger, Bollinger.
Bollinger. I'm trying to be French.
You know, if you're James Bond aficionado.
The name is Bond, James Bond. I'll have some Bollinger Brut.
Tomato, tomato.
All right, so tell me about the Bollinger Brut.
It's going to be a combination of Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Pinot Meunier. The wine enthusiast actually gave this a 92 rating.
All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to put some in the... I'll have you pour this Sommelier Dave, a little bit in here. I'm going to try it first up straight, and then we're going to have the Shamgria. So cheers to all. We'll take a sip. Now, on the nose, I'm getting a lot of yeast. A lot of yeast.
A lot of yeast. Very dry.
Yeah.
Apple, maybe some green apple in
there. That's
nice. Some pear.
You're right. I'm getting a little bit of that.
Green apple.
Not sourness, but a little bit of tang.
Yeah. That's the acidity in all that.
Yeah, a little acidity. Yeah, very tangy. Again, not offensive in any way, shape, or form.
No, the acidity is very mature on this bottle of wine. That's why the enthusiasts liked it.
Now I'm going to take a sip of the Shamgria using the Bollinger Brut. And, oh, that fruit really gives it some nice sweetness to it. A natural sweetness. It does soften it.
Yes.
Naturally. Strawberries, some berries. You can put a little watermelon. You can put some pineapple, some orange. Maraschino cherries.
Pomegranate for the holidays.
Pomegranate.
Exceptional. Suggest the retail on the Bollinger Brut.
Around $85.
Whoa, Nelly. So we're on the higher end.
Yeah, we're going higher.
And again, here we go. It's very nice, but are you looking, if you go back to the
Corbel
Brut, 11 to 13, compared to 85, you're talking about a $68 difference. Yeah. Is it worth the $68? And the answer to me is not really. But it's good. But it's very pleasant. But there are people that say, you know what? This is the style that I want. I want something special. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sure.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And that's why you carry, really, when you think about it, that's why stores and distributors carry everything.
Well, this is the people that drink Roederer and wines like that.
Right.
Or champagne.
Schramsberg we've featured in the past. Very, very nice.
Blanc de Blanc is very nice.
Yeah. Very nice. All right, next up, we're going to have the Delamonte Blanc de Blanc.
White of white. It's a Chardonnay. The enthusiast loves this one, too. They've given it 90 points. It's beautifully balanced. It is a rich wine. It's elegance and poise.
Well, again, I'm getting a lot of yeastiness on here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say cheers.
That's that Chardonnay. this goes really well. But
this is a little brighter.
Yeah.
This is a little brighter. A little more acidity, but brighter in terms of the overall complexion on the palate.
The acidity could be some lemon.
Very bright. Yep, lemon. A lot of lemon.
Yeah.
Very bright.
Well.
Subtle notes of sweetness. Not much.
Not much.
But very nice. Suggested retail for this.
$70.
Again, so we're in the higher categories now. Yes. But again, to me, this Delamate Blanc de Blanc, this is one for $70. I would say, yeah, I'd buy this.
It's nice.
What'd you think, Honey Bear?
Oh, I agree. It's very, very nice.
Princess?
It's nice. Yeah. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Worth the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for $70, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would say this is a very nice selection. Now, let's do this. Princess, our next concoction that you have mixed for us would be the Champagne-Arita.
That's correct. And as Dean Martin might say, it's a boozy match made in heaven, baby.
Boozy, baby. Boozy, baby. As Sammy would say, it's crazy. You're giving me spilkas, baby. Let me have a sip of that. It's crazy. I mean that. It's crazy.
And this is...
So this is a really champagne margarita.
It is. And it has lime juice, fresh lime juice, silver tequila, orange liqueur, and a little champagne to top it off with a little salt. You could salt the rim. And you put a little lime
in. And this
wedge.
Says, what, Question tequila? Is that what you use
absolutely.
On it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The best.
Question.
Mm. Oh, this is, you know what? You get the sweetness. You get a little bit of tanginess.
Salty, yeah.
The saltiness. This is nice. Wow. The lemony. I mean, this is great. This
yeah,
is very unique.
It is nice, isn't it?
She's a great mixologist.
Yes, she is.
This is exceptional. I like this.
It's a gift.
And you know what I would do? I would garnish it with either a little cherry. Or a little pineapple wedge.
Well, of course.
Nice. Or you could do...
That's a cherry.
You
got
the cherry.
That's the black
like
cherry.
Yes,
very
I would like
nice.
Who doesn't like a
who
cherry?
Who doesn't want a cherry?
A cherry in there.
And when you put it in, look at the effervescence. How it fizzles.
Asking
it's like Alka-Seltzer
receive.
Coming up.
Fabulous.
If they could only see nice. Us now.
Absolutely. All right, next up, we're going back to California. Corbel Sommelier
yeah,
Dave.
We're
going to
do their Center. Natural. It's very dry. It's a combination of the Pinot Noir, the Chardonnays. It's grown in one of the coolest climates of the Russian River Valley. You're going to get some nice apple notes and a little sweet flavors of orange, lime, and raspberry with it.
Definitely getting a little bit more of the fruitiness on the nose. We'll say cheers. This is the Corbel Natural.
Yeah, it's for oysters, poached shrimp, sushi. If you like sushi,
nice.
You like this.
So when they say natural, we're not getting a lot of sweetness.
No.
This would be what?
That's their
brut?
Name to call it, natural.
Is it a brut?
Natural.
Yeah, it's a brut style. Yeah.
Nice. Suggested retail.
Yeah, it's going to be 11 to 13.
Okay. I still like the Corbel Brut or the Extra Dry. This is a little flat, but again, neutral. If you're looking for something neutral, this is it. Princess Debbie, what'd you think?
No, I like it. I think it is neutral. It's nice. I mean, it's a great price.
Yeah.
And I would serve it. Before dinner, during dinner.
This
yeah.
is reminiscent, I think, of a Voop almost.
Oh, really?
I think so.
No, come on, General. No.
See a pipe brewing.
Now we have to disagree.
I think it's got... Well, we're going to keep this. I'm going to keep this available
okay.
when we have the Voop. We're going to see. Okay?
We're in an uproar now.
We're going to rumble. Are you ready? Oh, I can't say that. That's trademarked. All right. But next up, Sommelier... Oh, let's do this. Princess, let's go to the next... concoction that you have created. This would be the Harem
Highball. And this is...
Now, tell me about the Harem Highball. What is in a... We've done this before, but what's in the Harem Highball?
We have... Well, we're going to do... That, you know, the Harem likes things a little bit sweeter, as you know. So, we're going to do the champagne,
sweet
ginger
firm.
Ale.
Sweet and firm.
Sweet and firm. Mm.
Oh, goodness.
So, we want champagne, a little ginger ale on, with a little maraschino cherries. And we do have the special dark cherries.
Aha.
That's excellent.
Excellent. All right. So, oh, here we go. We're going to pour a little bit of that in there. All right. Fantastic. I'll say cheers. The Harem Highball.
The Harem and cherries go together.
That's nice.
Very nice.
You know, what champagne did you use on that?
The Delamate.
The Delamate. Yes. Delamate. Very nice. That particular champagne, the Blanc de Blanc, on the expensive side, the dark cherry that you use adds some sweetness. It's a very nice balance. Right. And by the way, all the mixology recipes that Princess Debbie has come up with are at CigarDave.com. We have them all there. You can download them, print them out. for New Year's, for Christmas, New Year's, year-round. Save it. Very nice. This is so good, I'm going to take another sip.
And the ginger ale, good for the tummy.
Yes. Who doesn't like ginger? Canada Dry.
Dr. Honey Bear.
That's right.
As Mick the Brit said, when he was Mick the Brit, when we were doing our show up in the Buffalo Theater of Operations, he said he went over to Canada, and he saw a sign that said Canada Dry, and he said, I think I will. No, it's a drink, Canada Dry, and he certainly did. In fact, when he left, it took him another year to restock all the booze that he had consumed while he was up there. Drink, Canada Dry. All right, next up, Sommelier Dave. Is it the Gosset Brut?
Yeah, the Gosset. It's the Brut Elegance. It's going to be Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Pinot Meunier. The Spectator loves this, giving it 91 points. You're going to get some real vivid acidity, and it's going to drink the baked white cherries, lime blossoms, and ground ginger flavors, which will be very well balanced.
Wow.
This is nice. It's unique, very expansive on the palate.
Because you're getting the three different
grapes. Yeah, not overly sweet, but this is very subtle notes of sweetness, a lot of creaminess, a lot of expansiveness. Mm-hmm. Honey Bear, what'd you think?
Creaminess, agreed.
Very creamy.
Yes.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm.
It's very smooth.
Yes.
I like that very much.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
You're looking at around $48 a bottle.
Okay, very nice. $48 a bottle. All right. Next up, let's do the Jean-Charles
Boisset
Cremant. Tell me about Cremant.
They call it JCB 21. It's going to be a Cremant style, which is creamy. That's what Cremant means. And you're going to get some pale, shiny yellow juice, little fruit, almond, white flower aromas. It's going to be full on the palate.
Yeah, this is nice. This is, again, not overly sweet.
No.
Some subtle notes of
creamy.
Fruit, some citrusy, some creaminess. Little bit of tang to it. What'd you think, ladies?
I like this one. I think it's like smooth and easy.
Yeah.
Creamy.
This is something
Princess?
Yeah. I've never heard of this. I really like it.
No, I haven't either.
Jean-Charles.
You're taking it home.
Boisset Cremant.
Looks like a very
taking it home. Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month, gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar. But the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business. And I got to tell you, It's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Once again, we say screw the enemies of pleasure as we ring in the new year with cigars, food, friends, and lots of bubbly. It's Cigar Dave's 2019 Happy New Year Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers. Just watch where you aim that cork. And please, it's not nice to point it at someone who's bending over in the shower. It f***ing hurts.
Unless it's Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, knock yourself out. All right, last segment. Let's hit it, Sommelier Dave. Honey Bear, Kim, and we've got Princess Debbie, as well as Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve. Next up, we've got the Santa Marina Prosecco as we listen to the Sal Soul singers and their holiday medley.
Yes, we got it from Italy. We got a really nice, delicious Prosecco that is going to be from the Glera grape, G-L-E-R-A. You're looking at about $12 a bottle. It is going to be really nice, fresh aromas, peach and apples, floral.
Oh, this is magnificent.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious. Lively and lovely on the palate. What do you think, Honey Bear?
Oh, amazing, ladies. Go get this. It's fantastic.
Princess?
Fabulous. Yes. It is fabulous.
$12. This gets my five-star selection. Again, not overly fruity, not overly sugary, but very, very nice. Can't go wrong. Next up, Princess, you have mixed a special libation for us.
Yes, I have. So we have the Champagne Caribbean Cocktail. And it is pineapple.
Oh, I can smell the pineapple.
It's delicious. Pineapple and orange, which was, it's a nice, refreshing little
love
drink.
Love this.
Yes.
Refreshing, summery, cool. I'm going to take another sip. It's so
well,
good.
It could, I mean, instead of a mimosa, it's a little different tropical blend.
Oh,
it's
so
beautiful.
Tropical.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. All right, next up, Sommelier Dave.
We have the Korbel Sweet Cuvée. It's in that price point with all the Korbels between $11 and $13. You have a fruit forward citrus and tropical fruit flavor. This is perfect for dessert.
like this.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice. Yeah.
Okay, this is very different.
This is going to give a run to the porchetta di aqui.
Wow.
We're going to taste at the end.
Mm-hmm. A lot of pear notes on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tons of pear.
A lot of citrus, tropical
citrus.
Fruit.
Yeah. This is the Corbel
Sweet
Cuvée.
Yeah.
This gets a 5-star
That's
selection.
Delicious.
Magnifico.
Wow, I love it.
Yes.
I haven't tasted anything like it. It's beautiful. Not real sweet.
How much a bottle, Dave?
11 to 13.
Oh, again, wow. 11 to 13. How do they do it? It's incredible. As Regis Philbin would say, it's incredible. It's crazy. What do you think, Kelly? Yes, Regis, whatever you say. All right, next up, we're going to stay with Corbel, the sweet rosé.
Right, so the Brut style, they're going to do it as a sweet rosé. You're going to get some raspberry. If you look at the color, you see raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla, this is great with dark chocolate. Any candy, little girls?
Absolutely, sir.
There you go.
Oh.
All right, take a sip here. This Corbel Sweet Rosé.
That's good.
Very nice.
You know what? This gives our final one, Bantha Rosa Regalia, a run for the money.
Yeah, it sure does.
A lot of sweetness, very fruity, some raspberry notes. Let me guess, $11 to $13.
$11 to $13. They're all line price.
Boy,
bingo. What do you think, Princess?
I love it. I think it's great. And it's girly. It's pink.
Yes.
People love that.
Panty dropper. What do you think, Honey Bear?
Ooh, drop the panties. That's a bra.
And the bra. There you
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
The bra devices. Absolutely.
I love it.
This is one for alpha males. You must have the Corbel Sweet Rosé in your bar. It's like the Bampa Rosa Regali. You got the harem over. Done deal.
Yep.
Hashtag,
there you go.
You will score. All right, next up, we're going to stay with Corbel, the Brut Rosé.
Brut Rosé, delicate, crisp, a lot of flavors of strawberry, cherry, melon, medium dry, slightly sweet, $11 to $13.
All right, take another.
Oh,
yeah, wow, on the nose, a lot of fruit. Say
yes.
Cheers.
Nostrovia.
Very nice.
That's
beautiful. Wow,
you,
this home stretch is fabulous.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Corbel. Holy.
No, you can't.
Let me tell you. You can pick any Corbel, the Sweet Cuvée, Sweet Rosé, Brut Rosé, Brut, where is it, the Extra Dry or the Brut,
yeah.
11 to
the
13
naturals,
bucks.
They
roll you can't
good.
Go,
very well.
You can't go wrong. This is fantastic. Wow. Again, fruitiness without being overpowering, without being ultra sweet, very nice. Next up,
we're coming down to home stretch.
Home
got
stretch.
The Billicard
Simone.
It's a Brut Rosé. It's a collaboration of Chardonnay, Pinot Meunier, Pinot Noir. Spectator and the enthusiasts love this wine. It is a blend of Chardonnay, Pinot, Pinot Noir, which is crisp.
Where's it from?
It's from France.
It's the perfect.
I
raise my glass to all the French troops who have mastered the art of surrender.
It's full of red currant fruits, tight acidity. It's delicious.
That
it's a young
champagne.
That's nice. That's nice. How much?
Nice.
$47.
Wow. Okay.
And
now
it tastes fancy.
You know what? It does. All right. We got two big ones. Next up, the Bampa Rosa Regali. I'm going to take a sip of that. You introduced that to me 20 years ago, Sommelier Dave. Sweet raspberry. Put some dark chocolate right in there. You can't go wrong. I'll say cheers.
It's a Porchetta grape. It's out of the town of Aquí in Italy. This is just wonderful.
Oh, wow. Is that ever sweet?
I think
fantastic.
This is around $30 a bottle.
All right. Before we end up, one more from you, Princess Debbie. What do we have?
Hershey New Year's Kiss.
All right. I'm
of
going
course.
To say cheers. I'm going to take a sip of that. What's in it? Oh, this is, wow, sweet. Nice.
A champagne, a splash of chocolate liqueur, topped with a Hershey's Kiss.
This is fantastic. I say cheers to all of you.
Cheers.
All right,
cheers.
Sommelier Dave, wrap it up. We're going to make the number 20 out of 20. I can't believe we hit it. The Veuve Clicquot, Princess,
yay.
This is your favorite, named after the widow Clicquot.
Love it.
She single-handedly saved the champagne industry
and
in France.
Sure did. General,
yes.
May all your pain be champagne.
May all your pain be champagne. I'm Robin Leach. May all your pain be champagne. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Hit it, Sommelier Dan.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Pour that bad boy, the Veuve. You can't go wrong. This
Never.
Runs, what, about $50 a bottle?
My
something
favorite.
Like that, 50, 60. I will say cheers 50. To all of you. One more time, let's clank our glasses, say cheers to everybody.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Woo! Happy New Year.
Fantastic. Woo! All right, we'll take a sip. Just marvelous. Cigar Dave, the General, saying, may our humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Masculinity great again. I wish all of you a happy, healthy new year, a happy, healthy 2019. To all of you that have participated, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.